seeing as this is the holiday season. We are all in the holiday spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Tess, there's a song, and it's called The 12 Days of Christmas.
Oh, one of my favorites.
And you see, Tess, The Rock wants to sing you 12 things that you can look forward to tonight.
What? Rock's gonna sing here on SmackDown? Oh, boy.
And The Rock will go slow at first for you, Tess, just so you can understand. It goes like this. On a night Tess faces a great one, this is what he'll see.
Wow.
12 sharpshooters stinging, 11 eyebrows raising, 10 spines a busting, 9 noggins knocking, 8 kicks a kicking, 7 punches punching, 6 suplex smashing, 5 seconds of the people chanting The Rock's name.
More than 5 seconds.
4 rock bottoms, 3 people's elbows on your 2 buck teeth, and a kicking all over New Orleans.
King, there's only one Rock.
That'll put everybody in the Christmas spirit, except for Test.
Dark Satellite Media.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Woo! Yeah!
Greetings and salutations and whatever. How's everybody doing? I hope everybody had a wonderful week. It's the days are winding down for 2019. We're almost done. It's 5 days before Christmas and 11 days before New Year's. You're listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. It's a philatorial, so you know what that means. It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Rea. Chops and Jay are taking the night off so they can prepare for Monday's big Christmas show on the 23rd with the Shining Wizards, live from Studio A in beautiful North Arlington, New Jersey. And I figure while I'm home and just relaxing and starting my vacation, I will do a little philatorial for you guys. I don't know how much more of these I'm going to do for free. We're thinking about doing a Patreon, and I might just record these for the Patreon subscribers, you know? Not that I don't mind sharing my most inner thoughts with you guys, because, you know, I've been doing that for the last almost 8 years now. So you can pretty much tell that I'm an open book. I really don't have a lot to hide. You know, it's been an interesting year, to say the least. And I'm going to share some highs and lows with you guys. Talk a little wrestling, and whatever else comes to my mind, because I really didn't write anything down. I figured I was just inspired to say hello to everybody and, you know, give you guys at least a little mini episode to hold you over till Monday's probably year-end show, which would put us near 340 episodes, and I'm really proud of that. I'm proud of that because I wanted to give up so many times, and I didn't, and I drew inspiration from different places in my life. So I'm pretty lucky because I'm surrounded by amazing people. And I was reminded of that again last night. I got a text from a beautiful friend of mine, an old coworker, and she's so wonderful. And she articulates shit pretty good, you know? And she, is this going on? Is this thing recording? Are we recording? We are. Right. I'm sorry. So she articulates words pretty well, you know? And she basically said to me, I was texting her and telling her about, you know, she was catching up. I heard you this, I heard you that. I'm like, yeah, and it confirmed a couple things. And then I was like, you know, I said, I just, you know, with relationships, I'm like, I just seem to attract the wrong kind of people most of the time. She writes, but you attract friends that love you to the far end of the earth. And she has not been more accurate. You know, I have surrounded myself with some amazing people. And I say this all the time, I'm pretty lucky, you know. So you do this and you're lucky because with all the shit that I went through and I, you know, personally, and I've endured the last 2 years now, I figure like if you surround yourself with positive people and people who love you and care about you, the possibilities are limitless. You can do anything, really. And I drew a lot of inspiration from all of that. So last night I went with the goons to see Star Wars, and it was so good, you know. And no spoilers, this is spoiler free, you know. But it was I told the guy sitting next to me, I'm like, because Luke came over because we got split up and whatever, that's another story, but we were in the same aisle. We got split up. So Lou come running over to me after the movie. He's like, "What'd you think?" And I said, "I loved it. It was brilliantly predictable." And the dude next to me was like, "You know what? That's the most accurate thing anybody's ever said about a movie." And I said, "Yeah, man. You know, I mean, let's be honest here. Like, you're it's like wrestling. If your intelligence is insulted from a Star Wars movie." And you're expecting so much more than what it is, you might want to, like, scale back a little bit. Maybe watch some of those Hallmark movies, those Hallmark Christmas movies that my sister Natalie watches, you know? Maybe you could do that. You know, maybe you can watch some cooking shows, or maybe you could watch some awful fucking reality shows about singers. I don't know. But it was good. You know, this is 42 years of a saga that's finally concluded. Shout out to J.J. Abrams. He did a really good job. I'm not going to spoil it for you. I want you guys to go see it. I'll probably see it again before I go back to work. Because that's who I am. I love seeing shit twice sometimes. My stepson just texted me. He's going to see it on a school trip. So I'm happy for him. And we'll get to chat about it later. You know, saw some great movies this year. Avengers was really good. The WWE Page movie, I saw that. That was pretty good. Spider-Man was good. So it's some really good movies this year. Rocket Man. I saw the Freddie Mercury movie. The Queen movie. We Are the Champions. Right? I think it was called We Are the Champions. I forget what it was called. What other movies did I see this year? I saw the movie The Kitchen. I enjoyed that. With Melissa McCarthy. I have a thing for her now. I think I found her kind of sexy in this movie. And you know me, I like a big girl anyway, but what are the movies that I see that I'm trying to think without writing it down, you know? What movie did I see that was terrible? Oh, that fucking Stephen King movie. The sequel to the The Shining. That was fucking terrible. Dr. Sleep? Oof. That was dreadful. What else did we see? I forget. Man, there's so many movies I saw. I love going to the movies, though. It's pretty good. It takes my mind off things. And, you know, you pay your... I was telling somebody at work. You know, you pay a premium. And my man JT's like, well, you know, what do you download? Not JT. I'm sorry, Lou was like, oh, I don't download movies. And I'm like, dude, don't be a fucking snob. I look at it like this. If I pay for the movie already and I want to watch it again without paying for it again, I'll fucking download it. Who gives a shit, right? Who gives a shit? Same thing with music. I'll buy music. I'll download music. I don't know. That's how I justify it. Is it wrong? Probably. But I'm so old, I don't care anymore, you know? Pretty happy about that. Sometimes I don't want to buy it. Sometimes I want to hear shit or watch shit that I don't want to pay for. Case in point, I wanted to see the new Rambo movie, right? That came out a couple of months ago. Now it's on the Fire Stick. I'm not paying for that shit. I'm going to fucking watch Rambo. Like, actually, I'm going to watch it right after I'm done with this fucking podcast. Because I can, you know. It's been that kind of year, you know. I trying to bounce back, trying to get my life together. I don't know what the future holds for me in terms of personal and professional, but right now I have a place to live and I have a job and I have good people around me, so I'm pretty much set right now, you know. People ask you all the time, you know, what do you want to do? And I'm like, I don't know what I want to do. You know, I don't know where I want to go. I know I want to do something. I feel like I have to motivate and make a change of some sort. I don't know what that change is yet. I'm hoping to be inspired by something, figure something out. It's not, you know, I think people's expectations of you sometimes drive you to do things you don't want to do, you know? Whether it's a relative or a friend or a significant other. Everybody, sometimes their expectations of you, they just assume that you're going to do something to their liking or to their benefit. Maybe if that's the word I want to use. I don't know. I kind of sort of don't want to live like that. So I try not to, you know. And I've been trying to live that good life of just trying to, I should take better care of myself health-wise. I had some health scares this year, so I'm going to have to address all that. It did help that I had a steady girlfriend for most of the year. And that, unfortunately, is now not a thing. And without getting too emotional about it, because I'm still really fucked up about it, I can tell you what I learned, which is pretty not cool, but what I learned is, you have to watch who you invest your emotions in, because you can lose all of it in quicker than anything you've ever dreamed of. You know, one day your boyfriend of the year, and like 7 days later, it's, you know, oh, it's, I can't do this no more, you know? And you're like, what the fuck? you don't know. And, you know, it really fucked me up. Like, I lost days of work because of it. I'm not even going to lie. I contemplated some really heinous shit. And thank God I didn't do any of it. And thank God the medicine works. And thank God I have people who are just constantly looking out for me. Because I don't think I'd make it. And I'm not saying I want to kill myself over a girl. Or, you know, I'm not a kid anymore. But, you know, when you get old... When I get older, the more you invest in people and what you don't get out back from it, you lose a little bit of yourself, if that makes sense. So now I feel like everybody is the same way, and which is not fair to the next person who wants to take a crack at this, you know. They just have to understand that I'm not going to jump through fucking fire rings for you right now. I'm not going to drop my entire life for somebody right now, because you know what? I have to be still a bit selfish and take care of me, you know? And part of that taking care of me was doing the podcast this year, man. And, you know, we made some strides, and we had some little, you know, minor setbacks with the families. And, you know, Choppy had his deal with the kids and, you know, his job and, you know, trying to manage all that, juggle all that, and do the fucking podcast, you know. And we had another baby this year. We baptized his, then I baptized his new baby. Was almost a year old already, which is amazing, you know. And then we met Jay this spring, and it's funny, every time I get a girlfriend, I lose a girlfriend, I always make friends because of her. So that's how we got Jay. And Jay has been amazing, nothing short of amazing. He's a good soul, and he's a good dude, and he's a solid friend. And he's a wonderful, wonderful partner on the podcast. And I hope Jay's listening to this when I upload it. Because he should know that in the short time he's been with us, he's actually elevated our game. And he's actually added another level to the brand that is Turnbuckle Throwbacks. And I feel like Jay's going to help us get to the place we want to be. And get to the place that we need to be. You know, and we're doing big things, man. We're talking to people, we're doing conventions, and we're setting up shows, and, you know, it's going to be a good deal. 2020, hopefully, will be a great year for us, but Jay has been nothing short of brilliant, and I know I could speak for Choppy because he's not here, obviously, but I could speak for Choppy when I say thank you to Jay for coming in and doing a fucking bang-up job. Because he did. He did a bang-up job. And, you know, he'll be a constant reminder of what I lost this year. But not by his fault, but, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So I guess I have to carry on. I told somebody the other day, I'm like, I don't know why I'm investing so much emotion. I don't know why people do this. I do this all the time. I invest too much emotion in people that don't want you the same way. They tell you, I don't want you that way. I don't want to be with you. I just want to be friends. That they get the whole spiel, right? But yet you are the one that's, like, hanging on to it. You know, and I'm like, oh. And you wake up with this, like, this terrible feeling in your gut. And you let that rot at you for days and weeks. And then every once in a while, you call them or you send them a text message hoping that they would reconsider this mistake that I think they made. And I've only done this twice in my lifetime with two other people, with one other person. And you're like, oh, God, you know. And I just have to really just not do this anymore, you know. They're not worth my time. I want them to be. But there's other people that occupy my time now, you know. And I have to, I guess, try to refocus that energy to them. And to the podcast, and to my family, and to my friends, and my job, you know. So I'm going to do that this year without making any New Year's resolutions, because I don't make resolutions. I don't believe in them. I'm not going to go on Facebook and go, oh, new life, new year, new me. Nah, none of that shit. It's still the same old grumpy ass me that's going to fucking persevere and push forward, and I'm going to push until I take my last breath. I don't know anything else, guys. I don't know how to do it anything. I don't know how to do this any other way. I really don't. I don't know how this works other way. Any other way, I should say. I don't know how to... what's the word I want to use? I don't know how to articulate it any other way. This is who I am. And I recently told somebody, this is who I am. I'm not changing. I'm not conforming. I'm not giving in. This is who I am. If you like all of this, one day maybe you'll have it. If you don't, I'm not mad at you. I don't expect you to wait. I don't expect you to fucking hold on to something that's not there. But if you are still there, when I'm ready to fucking open up again, God bless. then you're getting the prize. You know, you're getting all of this. this fucking, this disgusting, fat body, you know. But I've become quite comfortable in my own skin in certain ways that I never have been before, you know. I'm pretty much convinced that everything that's happened in the last couple of years is supposed to happen. And that's pretty bold. And it's very cliche to say, this was meant to happen, or you were meant to be in my life, or you were meant for this, or meant for that. And I feel like I had to get broke, like really broken, to fix it, you know? I don't like being tested like this at this age of my life. I don't like stuff that I have to really work hard at personally, you know? I feel like it's, sometimes it becomes a chore, you know what I'm saying? So you have to fucking just barrel through it, you know? Tunnel vision is what I have, and it's been negative for me, and it's been positive. It's been negative because at work I fuck up, and I have tunnel vision. And I take certain steps to fix it, and I take one step forward, two steps back kind of thing, right? So you're like, all right, now you got to fucking fix it. You know, now you have to fucking get through it, you know? And that's just how it goes. But I'm going to learn. And it's been hard, man. Let me tell you how hard it's been. It was so hard that I couldn't even put up a Christmas tree without having like a fucking breakdown, you know? Because every ornament that I had reminded me of something else. You know, everything that I was putting up was like, oh, I remember when I got this. I remember where I was with so-and-so when I got this. And you start to fucking, oh, man. You know, I don't know. I'm just trying to get by. So, trying to multitask over here. I'm over here now. You know. I don't know. I just to reflect on things, and I don't want to be like the Debbie Downer, and I'm not. You know, I have to have a way more positive outlook on things, you know? And, you know, not to be too spiritual, but I feel like there's like this, I don't know if it's God or if it's a higher calling that has this like elaborate plan for me that's going to get me to where I got to be mentally to figure shit out, which is not too far-fetched, you know? It's not too far-fetched to have shit challenge you once in a while. Yeah, I have to stop and finish these text messages. I apologize. But this is the life of me, the multitasker. Whether it's my personal life, professional life, I'm constantly multitasking. So thank God for smartphones, man. I'm addicted to mine, to be honest with you. So, but it's been an interesting year to say the least, and I'll get into that in a few minutes. We've done some cool shit as a group and as a show, and we'll probably reflect on that a little more during the holiday party if we're not drunk. But like I said before, the addition of Jay definitely put a little spark in myself and put some new life into me and Choppy, because you know what, and with, not that we needed it. I think me and Choppy are good. We're just fucking busy with life because we're grown-ups. But, you know, Choppy and I, we work solely off a vibe. If the vibe is good, the show's good. If the vibe is great, it's great. If the vibe is amazing, it's amazing. And I'm not saying that it's not bad any of those ways. I'm just saying, like, it just depends on the topic, the day, the week, the month, the year. There's so much going on in between that you have to you know, we have to pause everything around us and focus on Turnbuckle Throwbacks. And sometimes it's hard as an adult, man. Especially Choppy. He's got two kids, fucking wife, job. I don't know if I can juggle all that with the show. And thank God right now I don't have to. Because then I would lose something. I don't know. But anyway, I digress. It's but with Jay coming in now, it like, for instance, I took off my birthday this year, and the boys were like, "Yeah, we can." And so I gave them like step by step instructions how to boot the computers up and how to record and broadcast and upload. And and it was awesome. I had to do a little bit of production on it, but they did a bang-up job. And Choppy's son had a huge medical scare this month. So, Jay and I stepped in for two shows. And it was like, okay, we're all on the same page. We all have the same goal, and we're all going to knock it out. And I have so many plans. I want new equipment. I want to do more venues. We're doing conventions next year. It's so cool. We're getting recognized. People are talking about us more. We have more eyes and ears on the product now. So it's like we joined the new podcast network this year. Shout out to Jimmy and Dark Satellite Media and all the shows that are connected to there, including the Brooklyn Blast Furnace and my man Rich Fye's Neighborhood Knuckleheads, which I'll probably be on next year eventually. We just have to make it, you know. We keep saying we got to get Jimmy on the show. I got to go on Jimmy's show. I'm going to go on Fye's show. We're going to work that all out. 2020 is going to be a really good year for all of that, you know. And I got to tell you, I am so psyched about next year, like wrestling-wise, that I can't begin to tell you how excited I am. Well, I am going to tell you how excited I am in a few minutes, but what else happened this year that's newsworthy in my life? I made some new friends. I said Jay. I gotta tell you, it's refreshing too to meet new people and have them around you and have them vibe with you and have that same feeling and of wanting to do something really fucking cool and creative, you know, if that makes sense. I feel like I'm missing. I feel like I'm missing certain aspects of my youth. You know, I keep saying I want to do a band again because I'm so angry about certain things and so happy about certain things. I want to sing about them. And like, I'm looking at the hardcore punk band. I know the world is in disarray right now with this whole impeachment. And I know that there's shit going on in other countries that's fucked up. Yeah. I'm not left, I'm not right, I'm independent. So I go where I think I want to go. If I lean left on certain things, if I lean right towards certain things, if I'm neutral, that's just who I am. It's not, I'm not trying to disrespect any parties or anything. But, you know, with the economical and social and political climate, so at a fucking, it's at its point where it's just about to break certain times. People are afraid to do and say things. People are afraid to, and when they do say things, they say it a certain way, it offends everybody. And oh man, it's just, I'm getting really old, like old thinking, you know, to care what anybody else thinks about my opinion. That's not wrestling related. I don't, even if it's wrestling related, but that's not geared towards our throwback, as I'm talking about, like, in life. If you don't like where I stand politically, if you don't like where I stand socially, if you don't like where I stand as a person, my religious beliefs, my way of life, my way of thinking, you don't have to listen to me. You don't have to associate yourself with me. You don't have to hold on to my thoughts on social media, whether it's Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. You don't have to do any of that stuff. You can politely delete. See what I did there? You can stop, unfollow, unfriend, you know? I'm not going to get offended. I'm too old for that shit, man. And I've said this before on a podcast. I've seen 20-year relationships just fall apart on social media because, oh, I voted for Trump. I love how the impeachment happens this week, right? And everybody's a fucking political correspondent on social media. Everybody. Well, you know, the impeachment has to go through the Senate. Da, 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 da. Listen, we know. My friend posted, Choppy posted a meme of the Hulk punching Trump. And fucking somebody fucking chapped up about it. And Choppy was like, I just posted because of the Incredible Hulk. And I know why Choppy posted it. Because I know Choppy. And if this fucking nitwit that responded knew Choppy, then that person would have known that he posted because it was the Hulk punching Trump. Not because of the impeachment. Not because he hates Trump. But because Choppy likes the Hulk. And like me, we like the Hulk punching people. It's fucking brilliant, you know? So, we're not above that. We're really not really above anything, to be perfectly honest with you. But everybody's entitled to their opinion. And you know my whole opinion's like asshole speech. I don't have to give you guys that again, you know? But I can respect somebody's opinion and still like them as a person. You know, how you think politically shouldn't categorize you as a person. You know, you could be a Republican and be a good person. You could be a Democrat and be a good person. You could be independent and be a good person. And not break the law and be kind to people and animals. Not commit felonies, you know. I think most people, most uneducated people, can't differentiate the difference. And it don't make you a bad person, it just makes you unaware of your surroundings. So as the kids say now, stay woke. Is that how they say it, I think? Stay woke. Stay woke. Be mindful. You know? Say what you want to say, but make sure that you have the conscience to be thoughtful about what you say and how you present it to people. Because even though I'm your friend, I may not agree with you, and you don't have to offend anybody with the way you say it. Because sometimes people say shit, like sometimes I'll say something to people and they get so offended by the way I said it. Not particularly what I said, it was how I said it, how I presented it. Sometimes I'll present it to be funny. Sometimes I'll present it just to be a dick. Sometimes I just present it just the way to present it. It's not. And I wasn't trying to be facetious or I hadn't have an ulterior motive. I was just trying to, you know, do that. Again, people just don't know how to differentiate that kind of shit, you know? And it saddens me. So I don't post a lot of my complaints on social media anymore. Unless it's about my sports teams or wrestling. Because I don't care. I posted something recently about, I forget what it was, but people were just like losing their minds. I was like, guys, it's not that serious, man. I still have words in my lexicon that offend people. You know? Oh, that's gay. Stop being a fag. You know? But if you're gay, or if you have homosexual tendencies, or if you're of the alternative lifestyle, and you don't know me, and you hear that, it's a wrap. Oh, Bohemian Rhapsody was the name of that Freddie Mercury movie. I kept saying We Are the Champions. Bohemian Rhapsody. I have scatterbrain. I recently told the coworker I have scatterbrain, because I'll forget shit, and then I'll remember it in mid-conversation. It's so sad. It really is sad. I'm a sad human sometimes. But, yeah, I'm still going to piss people off. Not on purpose. I would never piss anybody off on purpose. That's the God's honest truth. If I piss somebody off, man, it's because of the way I said it. That's basically how it's going to go. I'm not trying to be a dick. I really not. Oh, man. I'm getting all these updates on my phone. I spent way too much money for Christmas this year. And I'm getting updates constantly on my shit about deliveries. Getting another delivery today. Oh, it's a present for my boys. Yeah. A lot of shit coming. It's going to be a good Christmas. So, anyhoot, that's where it's been. All right. I've talked a half hour, and I haven't talked about wrestling yet. Isn't this a fucking wrestling podcast? Talk about some wrestling. So I'm looking around my apartment, and I have the G1 supercard framed. And that was April 6th. April 5th, we did NXT. April 4th, Choppy and my brother Mike did FTW. And it was an amazing weekend. We met Muzzy from Scotland. Mott Spock came in from the Midwest. Nick German came up from Maryland. My cousins came out. My son was with us. Robin Elaine were with us. Choppy was with us. It was the Wizards were there. It was a beautiful. It was a beautiful fucking weekend. And it was a weekend I needed, making a transition to this life that I have now. I was about 3 or 4 months into my new surroundings. I was allowing myself to relax and do things I normally wouldn't do. And I got to breathe a little bit. And I was so blessed. So, so blessed. I had some terrible vertigo right before that. I was in the hospital. I couldn't walk for like a week. That was fucking terrible. May, I went to NXT in Asbury Park, and I got the Undisputed Era's autograph. That was cool, you know. Did some more FTW stuff. We did, then we got Jay, which was cool. We did also did, what else did we do around that time? Oh, I went to Taika Hitori's retirement show this year, New Japan, at the Hammerstein. Did some more FTW stuff. And what else did we do? We did the 80s wrestling convention, which we're doing again in April of 2020, April 18th. We might be doing Legends of the Ring in Woodbridge, New Jersey. That'll be in June of next year. We're talking about going to WrestleMania in April down in Tampa, Florida. I will not be attending Wrestle Kingdom this year. I'm legitimately depressed over it, but I've already put my request in for some swag. I want a program. I want something Jushin Thunder Liger related because he's retiring. But I'll get to watch it 2 days in my bed, or I'll get together with the boys, whoever's up at that hour. We'll watch it together. But pro wrestling has been amazing this year, and I say that with a capital A. We had the debut of AEW. We had the NXT going to cable television to compete with it, which is stupid, but you've already got my opinion on that. Impact has gone north and has improved drastically. New Japan is still New Japan. I'm trying to get back into All Japan, trying to follow that. I recently saw MLW for the first time. I loved it. We're probably going to Philly in February for it. It's so much fun to have all this wrestling. And more importantly, 10 weeks now of the National Wrestling Alliance. The 10 pounds of gold, the Sweet Charlotte. They brought back the television title. They brought back studio wrestling. The promos. The parody commercials. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Love it. Love all of it. If you haven't seen it, guys, please do yourselves a favor. Go see it. Watch it. Their last pay-per-view was last week. It was fantastic. I can't emphasize to you how much it's good. It doesn't insult your intelligence. It's not produced like a sports entertainment show. It is a pro wrestling show. Period. You have to be a true wrestling fan and appreciate all. If you don't appreciate more wrestling on television, you should be watching something else. And that's the fact. That's the straight up fact about it. Let me see here. Here we go. All right. So, I don't know, man. I feel like there's so much wrestling and there's so much going on that I think next year is going to be even better with wrestling. We've had a lot of eyes and ears on stuff, and the social media pages have been active, and everybody's got an opinion, and everybody's got like really cool feedback, and people are posting threads about certain shows during the week, and people are getting involved, and people are talking to each other. People who normally wouldn't talk to each other now do because of the podcast, because of the wrestling talk. That, for me, is probably one of the main reasons why I still do this. I like the conversations. I like the opinions. I like that everybody's from different walks of life and we can all agree and disagree on shit without a beef, without nonsense, without bullshit, you know? So blessed. So blessed to be in this position. And people value our opinion. I can't tell you how many times people have quoted us or had said, hey, Phil's right. Hey, Choppy's right. Good call. You know? We do it to each other. Like, oh, Jay called it. So Choppy called it. Phil called it. You know? Not that I want an attaboy or a pat on the back or anything, but you know what? I'm watching it for fucking 30-something years. I should know what's going on, right? At least have a clue. I mean, I do a wrestling podcast, right? For Christ's sake. All right? But it's fun. It really is fun. I can't emphasize to you how much fun I'm having. Sometimes I come home from work, I can barely stay up. I can barely keep myself up. But I make time for wrestling. I make the time. It's worth it. It keeps me grounded. It makes me happy. And it's better than it's better than most of television programming currently. I don't like reality shows. I don't like fucking stupid reboots of shows that were in my childhood that are awful now. I don't like reality shows about singing and dancing because I feel like they're all talented and they all get noticed anyway. There's no intent. There's no incentive to win. Like, oh, you finished third place? You get a record deal. It's like Oprah. You get a record deal. You get a record deal. You get a record deal. You know? I'm convinced that it's all fucking rigged anyway. You know? But who am I, right? Who am I? So, before I go, and I've talked about 45 minutes now. I don't think, 40 minutes. Before I go, I really, I just want to tell you guys a couple of things and give you some advice. So, I've learned a lot about myself these last 2 years. And what I learned is nothing is unobtainable if you at least try to obtain it. Nothing is out of your reach unless you make it unreachable, you know? I could tell you that I'm still a bit lazy on certain things. I'm still a bit standoffish on certain things. I'm still ignorant to certain things. I'm still, what's the other word I want to use? Ignorant, standoffish, what's the other word I want to use? Hesitant, I'm still scared, I'm still worried, I'm still me, honestly. I've loved, I've lost, hopefully I'll love again and not lose. Hopefully God is good and keeps me healthy and keeps me sane and keeps me grounded and keeps me positive, you know. You know. I don't know. I have this. It's just a bunch of cliches that you want to use, you know, but I don't want to use all that and bore you guys. It'll be 8 years in July of 2020. We got some big things planned. Hopefully we can follow through with them. I don't want to give it away too much yet. We'll probably start a Patreon page soon. And we're going to just add content to that and expand the brand. And we're going to be doing some really cool shit in the next year. More fantasy warfare. Hopefully some more guests on the show. We're going to do all of 2000, probably all the pay-per-views there. We're going to do some really cool old shit that I dug up from the relics, you know. But I just want to take this opportunity to thank a lot of people. Of course, I want to thank my brother Choppy for being my tag team partner for the last couple of years. He's been the rock. He's been one of my best friends, my brother, for the last couple of years. Without him, I'd be lost. I want to thank Jay for coming into the fold and doing a bang-up job, like I mentioned in the beginning of the show. And I wish him nothing but the best moving forward with us and his endeavors. He's also a musician. He's also a good dude. You know, he's got a nice family. And he's a wonderful guy. So, you know, just, if you're not on board with Jay yet, you got to get on board with him and show him some love, you know. Because he loves everybody the same way we do. And more importantly, I want to thank Rant DM Radio, AA, and the crew. I want to thank the Shining Wizards Network and all those shows. Of course, Inconclusive and Radioactive and the Wizards, obviously the Wizards. And I want to thank Jimmy Ferrari and the Dark Satellite Media family. And I want to thank each and every one of you for another fucking bang out, fucking standout year that we had doing the show. All right, you guys are fucking awesome. You guys show us nothing but love. It's been amazing. It's been stupendous. Don't forget to get all of our shit on social media and all the gimmicks. We have t-shirts, prowrestlingtees.com. We have Twitter, Instagram, fucking Facebook, all that happy horse shit. Really, guys, sincerely, thank you all for your time. It's super, super appreciative, and I can't begin to tell you how much we appreciate you guys. You guys have been nothing but fair with us. We've got more ears on the product, like I said before, so if you guys haven't spoken up on social media and you want to speak up, please, you don't have to feel ashamed or embarrassed. You can message us, you know, on social media. You can email us at technicalthrowbacks1@gmail.com. There's so many ways you can get in touch with us. I can't tell you how blessed we are. We hope you have a wonderful and safe holiday season. Please take care of yourselves and each other. It's the holiday season. Be aware of your surroundings. And do the right thing. Do the right thing. Don't be a jerk off. Seriously, don't be a jerk off. It's not fair. But I, from the bottom of my soul, I love you guys. We love you guys. Have a safe and wonderful Christmas and a happy, happy new year. And we will see you all in fucking 2020. Good night.
As the holiday bells ring out the old year and sweethearts kiss and old hands touch and warm each other against the year ahead, May I wish you not the biggest and best of life, but the small pleasures that make living worthwhile. Sometime during the new year, to keep your heart in practice, may you do someone a secret good deed and not get caught at it. May you find a little island of time to read that book, to write that letter, and to visit that lonely friend on the other side of town. May your next do-it-yourself project not look like you did it yourself. May the poor relatives you help support remember you when they win the sweepstakes. May your best card tricks win admiring gasps and your worst puns admiring groans. May all those who told you so refrain from saying, "I told you so," during some important speech when you pause to let your words sink in and light a cigarette to punctuate that pause. May you not light the filter end. May all the predictions you've made for your firstborn's future come true. May just half of those optimistic predictions that your high school annual made for you come true. In a time of sink or swim, may you find you can walk the shore before you call the lifeguard. May you keep at least one ideal you can pass along to your kids. For a change, some rainy day when you're a few minutes late, may your train or bus be waiting for you. May you accidentally overhear someone saying something nice about you. If you run into an old school chum, may you both remember each other's names for introductions. If you order your steak medium rare, may it be so. And if you're on a diet, may someone tell you you've lost a little weight without knowing you're on a diet. May that long and lonely night be brightened by the telephone call that you've been waiting for. When you reach into the coin slot, may you find the coin that you lost on your last wrong number. When you trip and fall, may there be no one watching to laugh at you or feel sorry for you. And sometime soon, may you be waved to by a celebrity, wagged at by a puppy, run to by a happy child, and counted on by someone you love. More than this, no one can wish you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.